Welcome to Politics and Prose, the podcast focused on people and politics. Gail Dudley, the audacious advocate, is an author and activist committed to evoking an awakening that compels people and communities to move beyond the status quo. Gail has created a platform to introduce fresh voices through interviewing guests who are relevant to everyday life. Politics and Prose will also share aggregated political data and present it in a way that takes communities from being informed to taking action. New episodes air on Fridays. Make sure to follow Gail on Instagram, Twitter, and post.news at Gail Dudley. And subscribe to her YouTube, www.youtube.com/Gail Dudley. Tune in to be informed. And make sure to subscribe to Politics and Prose wherever you listen to podcasts so that you don't miss an episode. Now let's get into it.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Gail Dudley, and it is time for Politics and Prose. I hope you have been joining our return of the content that we are bringing your way. We are getting tons of emails letting us know that that content was exactly what they needed for this season. This week, we're going to talk about manuscripts. We're going to talk about our writing. We're going to talk about self-publishing. And I'm going to just share with you just for a little while some information that I'm going to send your way and how you can reach out to me and to others to get your books on the shelves or to get your manuscript put together or whatever that may be for you. Next month, the month of November, we are doing an ask for authors. So we're going to start this month asking for authors to respond to this call that we have out there. There are a lot of new authors. There are a lot of you. And I really want to help position you to go further and to do a lot. So I'm going to be offering an exclusive opportunity for 10 authors before the gift buying season. So if you are eager to boost your visibility of your book, and if you're ready to reach a wider audience just before the gift buying season, well, you want to tune in. So whatever you're doing, just take a moment, pause, say, hey, I might be interested in that. Here's your opportunity to get your work featured on two remarkable platforms. And they both belong to me. I'm the visionary of both of them. The first one is News in Motion. As you all know, I do a Monday through Thursday live broadcast at 7:25 a.m. Eastern time. But the replays are out there continuously. You can go back to over 3 years of content on the Facebook page, YouTube, as well as my LinkedIn page, and then also Politics and Prose, what you are tuning in to listen to right now. So we're excited to extend this special offer to authors who have been in the industry for up to 3 years. So we're looking at really fairly new authors. We want to help you with your platform and getting your information out there. So our audience, both on News in Motion as well as Politics and Prose, I just want you to know, everyone, it consists of a diverse and engaged community. Now, I want to give you an idea of who tunes in on a regular basis. We have executives, we have advocates, we have ministry leaders, nonprofit visionaries. We have so many stay-at-home parents, homeschool parents. We find out that even Politics and Prose and or News in Motion is a part of the curriculum for homeschool. We have pastors, we have small business owners. Of course, the entrepreneurs, those who have side hustles. We have politicians that tune in, grassroots organizers, graphic designers, graphic artists. We have artists, visionaries, and I don't know, y'all. Our list is never ending. But those that I listed off, I know they are tuning in on a regular basis, and many of them have been alongside of me for the entire 3 years. So there's a mix of individuals that I can ensure you, almost said I promise, but I don't want to promise, that I can assure you that your book will have a wide-reaching impact as you, the author in your book, connecting with a diverse array of readers who are passionate about various aspects of life and leadership. Just to let you know, every time I mention a book on News in Motion or Politics in Prose, I have authors telling me their book sales will soar. So just know that. I love on the live broadcast, which is the video broadcast where I flip through the book. I talk about the book. So here's an opportunity for you. So what we're offering you is to allow you to bring what I call a book trailer promotion. And I'll give you the rate for that. It's going to be $99. You can have your book trailer shared on the air live. It's something that you create, you upload it, you send it to us. This includes a 60-second audio trailer for Politics in Prose. That's this platform here. And then a captivating video trailer for News in Motion. Now, understand $99, one or the other. If you want them both, it's $169. So don't miss out on that exclusive opportunity to captivate your audience visually and audibly. Now, in addition to that, the on-air book discussion. To make your book promotion even more impactful, I want y'all to hear this. We kindly request that you send a copy to your book to me so that myself and other team members can have an opportunity to read through it. This will allow us to thoroughly review your work and to discuss it freely during the live broadcast. Seriously, this is what we're doing. Why am I doing this? I have been a boutique publishing house. Many of you know this for over 20 years. I have an international magazine alongside my daughter that can be found in over 40 countries. And I am seeing more and more as books are being banned everywhere that there needs to be this advocate such as myself to come out and help promote your book and your work. So that's why I'm doing this at this very low price. Now, that's not all that I have for all of you. We have space for a total of 10 authors for this unique opportunity. Now, that's the first part of it. However, I am going to select, as from myself and my team, we are going to select 5 authors from the group to join me right here on Politics in Prose, where you'll have an incredible opportunity to spend 15 minutes yourself talking about your book. This is an amazing chance and opportunity. So to express your interest, go ahead and email me at newsinmotionwithgail@gmail.com. Again, that's newsinmotionwithgail@gmail.com. That information is going to be in the description. But we're starting to collect those right now. Right now, if you're listening to this in October of 2023, I know these things stay up here forever. If you're listening to me in October 2023, we're starting to collect books now. There are people already saying they want to do this. So I just want to put this out there during this time on Politics in Prose. All right, I have something else I want to share with you, and then I'm going to get into this whole piece of manuscripts and mimosas. I want to announce, this is kicking off today, this Friday, right now. Manuscripts and Mimosas is an exclusive membership, you all, designed for aspiring authors, freelance writers, and content creators, also bloggers. Join us in creating a diverse community of peers to challenge, encourage, and grow one another on this journey with professional mentors along the way. I have some literary agents lined up to join us. I have authors who are in the top 100 throughout the United States lined up to join us. So what it is every first Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern time, We will have a live webinar every first Friday, a live webinar. And during this webinar, we're going to talk about your manuscript. So I'm asking everyone to bring their manuscript to the webinar. Now, there is a basic membership and there is a VIP membership. Depending upon the size of the group, we're going to go through as many manuscripts as we can. If the group continues to grow, then of course we're going to link to our VIP memberships first, but we're not going to discount or ignore the basic memberships. So sign up. You can do that by going to my website, which is www.gaildudley.com. Again, www.gaildudley.com, and click on the menu bar that says Manuscripts and Mimosas. I want you all to do that. So you're probably wondering, well, Gail, why are you doing that? I have been in the publishing field again, like I said, over 25 years, actually, at this point. And one thing that happens with authors, especially new authors, new writers, they'll go to get an editor, which is usually an English teacher or a friend who's good with writing, to edit their work. And I am always telling my clients, get a professional book editor. But before you can even get to that piece of it, I believe someone needs to go through the manuscript and ask the question, does this connect? We're talking about Sally in chapter one. Now we're talking about Lisa in chapter two. But when I'm reading it with an analysis lens, I'm not seeing the connection. How are we now introducing Lisa without bringing her in to build on the previous chapter? That's manuscript analysis. Looking at it with a fine eye, saying, okay, you brought in a new situation, you brought in a new conflict, but we are still working through the first conflict. And how do these two conflicts connect? That's manuscript analysis. So it's not going through editing your work, it's going through making sure that the manuscript is flowing. We talk about book mapping when we're looking at the manuscript. We're talking about your outline. We're talking about, are we bringing the people to the edge of the seat? Or we're talking about, is this a page turner? There's so much in there, and so many people miss that piece of the puzzle. And I'm here to tell you that's one of the most important pieces of your book. You just can't go from chapter to chapter to chapter to chapter without connecting the chapters and not giving people an understanding, because this is what happens. And I share this with my clients all the time. If I have paused at your book, let's say I'm on page 33 and I'm paused because I'm trying to figure out, who is this? What happened here? Where did this come from? Why did we arrive here? And I start flipping back to page 19 or 20 or 21. At some point, I'm going to give up and I've lost interest in your book as an author. It may be a phenomenal book, but if I get stuck in one place, it's over. And I do a lot of studies and research, and I see that people, that readers, will put down a book if they're not seeing the connection. So that's why I'm offering this Manuscripts and Mimosas. And the mimosas, you can come with them spiked or not. I love mimosas. If you all remember, I used to have a podcast called Something in Mimosas. I love me a mimosa. It's my go-to. And for me, I get in my cubbyhole. I have my laptop. I have my notes. I am writing, thinking through scenes. And I also, when we're talking about manuscript analysis, as well as manuscripts and mimosas, even if you're working on a script for your podcast, your blog, because I can go through blogs and I'm thinking, where did this come from? How did this end up here? What's really going on from paragraph one to paragraph two to paragraph three? Where's the summary? Where's the questions? Where's the invitation for me to join your conversation? So all of this, it helps build you as that visionary, as that artist, because that's what we are. We are artists. We're looking at it, at our work. We're taking a step back and checking it out to see how things are flowing and what it looks like. So in addition to that, I have a lot for y'all. That's why I wanted to do this podcast this way today. And you'll notice this month, I will have people with a cause on here, or people who are building their businesses on here to help you generate ideas. This is the fourth quarter, everyone. This is the fourth quarter. And if you're listening to this in January of 2024, it'd be your jumpstart of your year. If you're listening to this in April of 2024, no problem. You can go through this and say, okay, here's some ideas. How can I make some adjustments or whatnot? That's why I'm doing this. This is not your typical podcast. That's why it's called Politics and Prose. It's not your typical podcast. We're going to bring anything that we can rally around you to advocate for you and with you. So we're going to give you information. You're going to hear from people with insurance companies. You're going to hear from people, as you heard last month in September, Social Security. Come on, we had public affairs people on here. If you did not listen to Social Security Essentials, go back and listen to it. I don't care what age you are. You can be 19. Listen to that. I really believe there should be a curriculum around Social Security in the high schools. I do. There were talks. We had our young people share on one, talk about media and digital media and what they're dealing with today. So we want to provide you. We want to have fun. We want to talk. You know, we want you to be able to sit back and go, oh, that's a great idea. But we also want you to sit back and think, you know, let me get my pen and paper, or let me open up my laptop and take notes. This is the type of platform I'm building, and I'm excited about it. Even with News in Motion, I'm doing the same thing. It's like, okay, pause with all the headlines. How can I put something out there and then let us use critical thinking and work through them? So it's different. And I understand that I'm not for everyone, but I hope those who come and listen and tune in and join take something away with this. So I want to talk about the writing and publishing journey. Your path to authorship success for the rest of this podcast. So I want you just to pause for a moment and ask yourself if you're ready to embark on your writing and publishing journey. But maybe you feel somewhat overwhelmed, or you're unsure as to where to start. Well, I'm hoping that this podcast today will give you fuel for the fire to get moving. Because your work, your mindset, the stories that you have to release, it's going to really kickstart what I would say is your authorship dreams. I believe that. That's every client I speak with. There's something that happens that truly kickstart their dreams when it comes to being an author. Now, you may say, oh, I've been writing for a while. No problem. You can be a seasoned wordsmith. You could be a beginner with a story to tell. When I'm talking about this journey, I'm talking about things to look for so that you're not falling through the cracks, you're not going to the sinkholes or anything like that. So I want to start with organize and develop your brand. That's where I want to start today. So discover your unique voice. What's your voice? I know it's sometimes easy to read particular authors and you begin to sound like them, but what is your voice? What is your voice? I want you to define your target audience. Now, this is all coming under organize and develop your brand. Discover your unique voice, define your target audience, and then craft what I call a compelling author brand that sets you apart from the crowd, okay? So a part of this means you have to gain insight into your personal branding, gain insight into the author platform building, as well as gain insight and the power of your author identity. So even with this, let's pause for a moment and say, okay, what is my author identity? What does that look like? what's my voice? What do I love? What makes my heart sing? And I know y'all are tired of hearing me say that. I say that a lot in my coaching sessions, but I ask my clients all the time, what makes your heart sing? Do that. So with me, politics makes my heart sing. So I write a lot of articles on my Medium blog of politics, voting, civic engagement. But then I also mix that in with media because I don't look at those two things as separate. Why? Because I'm always dealing with the message. So your message, that becomes the headlines, the media, the publishing, the writing, the content creation. Those things all can circle together regardless of what you do. Let's say you're a cook and you want to write, not necessarily a cookbook, but you want to write a book around cooking. You may want to start with decorating your kitchen. Now, you may think that has nothing to do with cooking. Yes, it does. It connects. You may want to talk about the pans and pots that you use, the brand that you use. You may want to talk about the color scheme of your kitchen. You may want to build a book. You may want to do a devotional book on cooking. You may want to talk about how an apple pie, and I hope y'all are taking these notes down because I'm giving y'all this content. And I hope that some of you write into us and say, hey, Gail, thank you for this information because I took that information, I ran with it, and I now have a book that's coming out, devotional when it comes to cooking. So for example, for all of you cooks out there and you also love to write, you may say, okay, it's getting to the season of Thanksgiving and I can smell my great grandmother's apple pies cooking in the kitchen. So you may want to do a devotional around the smell of apple pies and what it will do for you, how it wakes you up out of your bed, how the chill of the air and the senses, the taste, how although you have not put one forkful of apple pie into your mouth, you can imagine how gooey and warm and cinnamon and the smell and how it melts in your mouth and the crust. You can talk about the crust, how life can crumble. And you could talk about how the apple can be tangy yet sweet. You can talk about the cinnamon gives it somewhat of a punch in the spice. You can talk about how you put ice cream on the top after you've heated up just a little bit and how it melts and how sometimes your heart melts. You can interchange these things, but talk about from being, in that cabin atmosphere or to grandma's house we go and the music that's playing or someone's playing the piano in the house and the blankets and how they feel and the warmth. These are stories. So that you're cooking, but you're bringing in a different atmosphere of cooking. And then you can tie that into your love of cooking and how you got there and so forth and so on. Cooking's not your thing. Maybe you're working on cars, whoever, men, women, they, them. We're working on cars. We're working on cars. So you may want to start with the wheels. You may want to talk about the hubcaps. You may want to talk about the leather in the cars. You may want to talk about how they pick up and go, the gas you use, whatever it is. You want to have that to craft a compelling author brand that sets you apart. So it's how you tell your story, how you're weaving in your story and connecting the dots. You want to talk about how you gain insight into your personal brand and how your brand is a part of the conversation that you have. And it always ties back. You may talk about your car being parked in the parking lot, in the garage, in the park. And when you get to the park, you're talking about the park, the trees, the leaves, the snow, the crisp air, the swing sets, the pool, the exercise space. You're connecting all these things in. One thing that I found out about some authors, and I've done it myself, and I'm now free from that, is that we think that we can only talk about one thing. That is not true. Wherever that came from, I'm giving you permission to get rid of that. That's not true. You can build and pull from things. You're building an empire. And I tell all of my author clients this, you're building an empire. You're taking your book and you're looking at, okay, how many workshops can come out of this book? That's your brand. That's your personal brand. That's your compelling author brand. That's your author platform that's being built. That's the power of your author identity. You can talk about retreats that you're offering. You could talk about the clothing that you're making, the merch, the mugs, all of these things come together. And we have to be mindful of these things when we're doing it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead because I don't know how much time I have here. I get real excited. I'm sure you can tell my love for this. Supercharge your social media. Okay, supercharge your social media. I want y'all to hear me again. Supercharge your social media. I want you to harness the potential of your social media. And in order to do that, you'll be able to connect with readers. You'll be able to connect with fellow authors. Let me stop right here for a moment and say this. Stop declining friend requests from other authors and writers because of whatever your hangups may be. Y'all, we have a rich community of people. Some of us are like-minded in some capacity and some of us are not. But there is growth and maturity in connecting with other writers, all right? And then literary influencers. Like everyone who's listening to this today, you should be following me on my social media. Instagram is at Gail Dudley. That's G-A-I-L-D-U-D-L-E-Y. You should be connecting with me on X. I'm there temporarily. I don't know how long I'll be there. Same thing, at Gail Dudley. Connect with me on Threads, at Gail Dudley. Follow me on my Facebook, at Gail Dudley. I think there's actually a middle initial E on my Facebook page. YouTube, Gail Dudley. It's youtube.com/Gail Dudley. Stop running away from other fellow writers and literary influencers and follow them. You'd be surprised how much content and information you will get from someone and how we put posts out there about different film scripts or different writers that people are looking for or editors or graphic designers or whatnot. Stop running away from them, y'all. Join them and follow them. Let's build each other's social media platform. Also, learn about the best practices for creating engaging content when it comes to social media, growing your following, as well as navigating the ever-changing landscape of online promotion. And by the way, don't just think that online promotion is where it is. Email marketing is just as powerful. And then I'm mapping out your manuscript, okay? So when we're talking about this journey, turn your writing ideas into a well-structured manuscript and do that with the help of a dedicated section for outlining the plot and the character development. So let's go there. You want to outline. Please stop putting a book together without outlining, people. Outline the book. That is so important. Outline the book. I'm old school. I still use post-it notes and a whiteboard that I get from Dollar Tree. And no, I'm not an affiliate with Dollar Tree. And I will put different colors for different chapters. And I'm not putting the whole chapter on that post-it note. That's impossible. But I'm putting main ideas on post-it notes. And I'm going straight down under one post-it. So example, if I say introduction, I may have 10 post-it notes underneath the word introduction of things I want to make sure that's in the introduction. Chapter one, I'll put the title of chapter one and underneath that post-it note on that whiteboard, that white post-it board, I'm putting, I don't know, sometimes 15, 20 more post-it notes of ideas that I want to make sure I capture in chapter one. Same thing with chapter two, chapter three, chapter four, chapter five, and then the summary, my bio. And then when I'm looking at that, I'm going into my office, it's the first thing I see. I will move those post-it notes from chapter one to chapter five. Now I'll move them. I'll grab a post-it note and I'll move them to make sure that this is being mapped out and everything is flowing. So please make sure you're doing that. Your plot, when you're doing it that way and you can visually see it, I know you can use post-it notes on your iPad, smartphones, whatever, but there's something about being able to see it on a big board and making those changes, using those Sharpies, writing notes on the side of that and that whiteboard. But you then have an opportunity to check your plot and then the character development. I do another whiteboard with all the characters. Look at the relationship, see how they're relating and so forth. That's how you do this. All right, then use writing prompts and exercises to overcome writer's block. Listen, I tell people all the time, if you're facing writer block, one of my author clients, Devontae Goins, he was suffering from writer's block like crazy. He said, "Gail, I just can't write." And I said to him, I said, "Look, get away. You're working like crazy. Get away. Go ride a bicycle. Go for a walk. Don't have any music on. Just walk." I said, do that for like 3 or 4 days in a row. That helped him push through this writer's block. Some people tell you to just start writing. I honestly don't think that works. It may work for some people, but it does not work for the majority of people. They just stare out in the ozone, or they're writing stuff that is like makes no sense. So I don't suggest that at all. But do what works best for you. That will help keep your creativity flowing. Leave that and come back. Some people will read books, other books, during that place. I'm like, be careful, because sometimes you may grab ideas from another book that does not match your book or your ideas at all. So try not to do that. Now, go through a magazine if you want to. Color. I have people, and actually when you are a client of mine, I send you coloring books with crayons to color. Yes, I do. I think it's fun. Again, you can do that on your iPad, but why? Color, and then be okay with coloring outside the line. That also helps you with your writer's block. One thing I want to share with all of you, you'll not only thrive in this, but what you're doing is laying a strong foundation for your writing career. And that's, you know, maybe you want to write a memoir or a novel or not something nonfiction, poetry, short stories, whatever that may be. It's a start, you know, offer yourself, give your, something that someone said to me, and I want to share this with you, give yourself permission to succeed. Give yourself permission to succeed. Don't let self-doubt, that will creep in, or uncertainty hold you back from achieving your writing and your publishing goals. Don't let that happen. So start your journey today. And so what I'm going to do, I don't even know how much time I have left, because y'all know I love this. 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 But what I'm going to do today is, upon you listening to this and you say, you know what, Gail, I really want to get started. I am going to do something I very seldom do. And that is, if you go to my website and you say, you know what, I want to start this self-publishing journey. And you send me an email and say, I want to start this. I want to start it today. Instead of you paying for it from off the website, let me know. And I'm going to give you a discount on that. I will give you $100 off that package. So I'm putting that out there, but you have to respond to this, this podcast within the next, let's say, by Monday. So if you're listening to this live when it dropped, which dropped on Friday, October the 6th, this is when this dropped, and you let me know by Monday, October the 9th, that you want to move forward with it, we'll do that. Okay, that we'll do that, because I'm trying to figure out how I can help you. But one thing that you can do right away is join the membership, Manuscripts and Mimosas. You can join that. We're going to have a blast in there. And if you're listening to this early on Friday morning, you have until 11 a.m. to sign up, and you can join us on our first one. All the information is on the website. Again, that's GailDudley.com/ Manuscripts and Mimosas. Just go to GailDudley.com and then you'll see the icon, the menu there, Manuscripts and Mimosas. Don't worry, you can still sign up today and you miss it. There's going to be a recording, And from that recording, the recording will be available to all the members for 5 days. And you may think, well, you didn't get to go through my manuscript. Believe me, when I go through other people's manuscripts, it's going to help you with yours. Believe me, it's going to help you with yours. And then you can all, then we'll have the one in November and the one in December and January, February, March, so forth and so on. So don't miss it. Don't delay. Sign up today. So there's that that's out there as well. And if you're saying, well, you know, I just really want to do this on my own. There is a get published download on my website. Go to GailDudley.com/services or just go to GailDudley.com, go to the menu, you'll see services, scroll towards the bottom of the page, and you'll see downloads, immediate downloads. You can get the Get Published download for $9.97. That could be your start. Just do something. Take a step today. Just take a step today. I want to share with you before I get out of here that writing can be healing for some people. Writing could be a new business for some people. Writing can create transformation for some people. Writing is an art. And don't judge yourself that your art may not look like the person's next to you art. So let's say you go to a paint and sip and you're like, mine doesn't look like that. Like my neighbors, the person that's sitting next to me. But it looks exactly like it's supposed to look because you're uniquely made. It's yours. It's you. Same thing with writing. But you have to start somewhere. All right, y'all. The rest of this month, we're going to bring different entrepreneurs, nonprofit organizers, nonprofit executives. We're wanting to bring you content that gives you an opportunity to say, I think this is the path I want to take. I want to connect with this person and learn more about them. Don't forget, if you are an author, please do not miss this opportunity. If you want more information, actually, I think I'll put it in the description as well for authors so you can grab that and you can have it. All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And I always ask people, what are they currently reading on my podcast? I always ask people I interview, what are you currently reading before we get out of here? So I am currently reading The Audacity to Be Queen, and that's by Gina DeVee, D-E-V-E-E. Again, The Audacity to Be Queen is the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life. This book is on time for me. It is amazing. Marion Williamson says, Gina DeVee's timely and unapologetic message models for women what it means to be empowered, prioritized, and spiritually connected in our modern era. Her ability to communicate this much needed message to women of all cultures is an inspiration. This book is outstanding. It's outstanding. So wherever you are, whatever your career, your business, anything like that, women especially, this book is for you. Again, it's called The Audacity to Be Queen. And her name, the author's name is Gina, G-I-N-A DeVee, capital D, small e, capital V, capital E, capital E. So check out this book. All right, y'all. Until next time, I am Gail Dudley. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all know what I say. Keep moving, make bold moves, and live your life in abundance. We're out.
New episodes air on Fridays. Make sure to follow Gail on Instagram, Twitter, and post.news at Gail Dudley. And subscribe to her YouTube, www.youtube.com/Gail Dudley. Tune in to be informed. And make sure to subscribe to Politics and Prose wherever you listen to podcasts so that you don't miss an episode.